I've had some thoughts in my head, you know, these past couple of months. Figured I'd make a podcast. I love podcasts. I listen to a lot of them, so welcome. One thing that's been on my mind is, if you know me, I love jiu-jitsu. I mean, I love it. It's awesome. This question is jiu-jitsu for everyone, and it's not. But I think everyone can do it. Anyone can do it. It's the best. But everyone, it's not for everyone. You know, it takes a special kind of person to stick with it. I think a lot of people, they try something new and then they reach their, you know, a little goal or something and they just quit. But, I mean, in jiu-jitsu, I mean, it's intimidating. I mean, you're getting strangled, you get your arm broken, any limb broken, to be honest. And, you know, I love it. There's been days where, you know, or nights that I didn't submit anyone, but I've been submitted the whole night. But I couldn't get a submission on anyone. But I love it. It's awesome. You know, there's just, there's a lot of people that try jiu-jitsu, you know, and they reach that goal and then they just quit. They can't do it anymore. And it sucks because it helps you so much, you know. It's a big confidence booster. It's, you know, it gets your mind off things. There's been times where I was stressed, you know, had so much going through my mind, and I went to jiu-jitsu, and afterwards I felt amazing. You know, it is scary, you know, but I think everyone should try it, you know, either for, you know, self-defense, you want to defend yourself, be aware, or compete. I mean, competing is a big thing in jiu-jitsu, and this whole thing about, you know, there's like sport versus self-defense jiu-jitsu, and it's just train how you want to train, you know. I went to a school and all I do is sport jiu-jitsu, and I got my fucking ass kicked, but it was amazing because I learned so much. You know, my school is more of a self-defense, but we do a lot of stuff. A lot of more advanced stuff than your typical Gracie, you know, school. And it's awesome. But, yeah, I think everyone should try it. It helps you so much, you know, and you just learn stuff about yourself, you know. You put yourself in dangerous positions or just situations, and you see if you can get yourself out of them, and it's awesome. I mean, imagine trying to get out of a chokehold, you know? That's gotta be one of the most stressful things. This whole, you know, I hate the whole sport versus self-defense jiu-jitsu thing. I fucking hate it. Just train. Just train. Show up to the mats and train. Don't talk. Just train. It's the best. But, anyways. So, there's big fights this weekend. UFC 226. And I love MMA. And this card is, for MMA fans, it's stacked. It's amazing. So, the headliner is, Stipe Miocic and Daniel Cormier, and that is such an interesting fight. It's so interesting because it is a legit super fight. You have the light heavyweight champ versus the heavyweight champ. And you have the most winningest heavyweight champ. And the light heavyweight champ is just, I mean, he'll be one of the best ever. But, so, Stipe, okay, first, I think it's so hard to pick because Stipe is such a savage. I mean, his boxing is just phenomenal. His footwork is impeccable for a heavyweight. It's amazing. But Daniel is... he just comes forward. And Daniel is a heavyweight. I mean, he's fought heavyweight. He's fought at heavyweight before he fought at light heavyweight. And it was just... and, you know, he went undefeated. His only defeat is... was two defeats, or John Jones and... John Jones. John Jones. And that's just another... that's another human being. I mean, that's... he's a freak. But for Stipe and Daniel, man, it's so hard to pick. You know, I think if Daniel wins, I think it will be by decision. I think he can grind out, you know, I think he can grind out Stipe to later rounds, just take him down and just wear him out. But for to take down Stipe, I mean, he does have a reach advantage. He is taller. But Daniel, like, thrives off that, you know? He loves the bigger, you know, taller guy. But for Stipe, I think he's got to knock out Daniel. He's got to knock him out. I don't think he'll win in a decision. Stipe isn't that type of fighter anyways. And neither is Daniel, but Daniel likes to grind you out a little more, you know? Make you suffer. And he could do that to Stipe. But I think Stipe... that's hard. I think Stipe wins. Just because, you know, he's got so much confidence. You know? And Daniel is at the end of his career. You know, he's been doing this for a long time. He's been doing... I mean, just competing for a long time. And it's got to be rough. You know? Especially at the end of his career. But... I think Stipe wins. I think Stipe, he's got the confidence, he's got the height, the reach. He's got everything going for him. He's about to be a new dad, you know. That's just giving him more confidence. And he's getting a bigger paycheck, I know that. That paycheck will motivate him a little more too. I think Stipe wins. Stipe wins by TKO. I don't think he knocks out Daniel. I think he TKOs him. That's such an interesting fight, though. And Stipe's a fucking firefighter. He's a firefighter and a fighter. You know? He's a savage, dude. But, and then this Max Holloway... alright, so we'll get into the Max Holloway fight and the T-City fight. Brian Ortega fight. And this has got to be one of my favorite fights ever. Ever. Because Brian Ortega... I am biased in this because Brian Ortega is my favorite fighter. I love him. He's an amazing fighter. So first, I think... Max has the better boxing. Hands down. Hands down has the better boxing. But... Brian Ortega is so durable and so tough. I mean, he's got a chin for days. And the thing about Brian Ortega is that his finishing rate is insane. He's finished everyone. Every single person he's fought, he's finished. In the UFC, that is. I mean, talk about a kid who came from nothing. You know? Such an interesting fight. I think T-City wins. Brian Ortega wins. By a finish. I mean, he has to finish Max. Max Max will win a decision. If Max wins, he will win decision, hands down. You know, T-City is not that type of fighter to, you know. No, he's got to dictate the pace in this fight for sure. He's for sure got to dictate the pace, 100%. Oh, man, his jiu-jitsu is insane good. Oh, my goodness. T-City has the best jiu-jitsu in MMA because it works. It works. It's just basic, fundamental jiu-jitsu, you know? It works. It's nothing crazy. There's fights in MMA where the guy's jiu-jitsu is insane. But sometimes, you know, those positions may not work. You know, you have to make them work, those types of weird positions. Like leg locks. Leg locks will work fine in MMA. I mean, you're seeing it now in, like, the, you know, other promotions. But the UFC, you don't see it that much, you know. That's another big thing. Jiu-jitsu in MMA, there's not, it's so, you know, there's not a lot of it. And it sucks. Because there'll be fights and, like, the guy's losing. Or the guy took him down and he can't get back up. He can't even close his guard. That is sad. You're a mixed martial artist and you can't close your guard or you can't go back, you know, escape side control. That's sad. And there's like black belts in jiu-jitsu that are in MMA. And they can't even do that either. Like, just learn basic fundamental jiu-jitsu for MMA. Every MMA fighter should do that. Even if your boxing is, you know, you'll never get taken down, you should learn it. Be aware of it. Because if you get taken down, you know, you should be able to escape side control. Like, a pro fighter should know that, you know? Anyways, I think T-City wins. A little rant. I think T-City wins by finish. I think he chokes him out. I think he chokes him out. I don't think he knocks out Max. Those two, you know, a Mexican and a Hawaiian, they'll just brawl it out. I don't know. That's hard. Who win in a brawl? You know, T-City wins. What's the next fight? Oh, Derek Lewis and Francis Ngannou. Thank you, UFC. Thank you. Now look, I love jiu-jitsu, but if this fight goes to the ground, it should never even go to the ground. This fight should not even go past the first round. These are the two of the hardest hitting fighters. No, the two hardest hitting fighters in the UFC. You got Black Beast, Derek Lewis. He'll knock anyone out. I think he hits harder than Francis, to be honest. Francis, you look at him, and he's terrifying. He's fucking terrifying. But that last fight with Stipe really, you know, exposed him. He exposed Francis and what Francis can do under pressure, and not really a lot, especially wrestling-wise. But, I mean, if Derek takes him down, I wouldn't be surprised, but this should not be a fucking grappling match. No way, dude. No way. If this is a grappling match, that's fucked. I mean, it won't be, but I think Derek wins. I think he hits harder. I think he has way better boxing. Way better. France is just powerful. That's the thing. He's just powerful. I mean, if he hits you, you're going down. But he's just wild. He's very, very, very wild. Which, you know, Stipe exposed. He took him down and just took him down and smothered him and, you know, hit him a couple times, and Francis couldn't do a whole lot. But Derek will, if one dude connects, they're going down. The other person's going down. 100%. I think Derek wins. Yeah, I would like Derek to win. I'll say that. I wouldn't be. I'll say if Francis wins, I wouldn't be surprised. But me, I like Derek better, so I'll pick him. Fucking biased. And you know, this whole jiu-jitsu and MMA thing, it really bothers me because you're just watching a fight and they can't escape fucking side control or can't even close their guard while someone's punching them. That's sad to me, you know. A pro fighter and can't even, you know, close your guard. That's terrible. Man, I wish there were leg locks and you know, a lot more leg locks in MMA, especially in the UFC. I love leg locks. Leg locks are the best submission, you know. Because, I mean, not a lot of people know about them. You know, it's a tricky position, you know. If you try and escape the wrong way, you'll tear your shit. Don't be walking for a while. But leg locks are so fascinating. I love them. Just tangling someone's legs up, can't move, you know. I wish there was, like, you know, more crazy jiu-jitsu and MMA. I think the next one to do that will be Sean O'Malley. Now, if you don't know Sean O'Malley, he's an up-and-comer, and he's fascinating. I mean, he's not the next Conor McGregor. There's only one Conor McGregor, and, you know, no one will ever touch that. But Sean is his own person, you know, has his own personality. And, you know, if you follow him on Instagram, his jiu-jitsu is awesome. I love watching his videos. Sean O'Malley's, that's the dude right there. But I think he's the next one to, you know, get some crazy, because he's already a crazy fighter. I heard that he just, you know, he thinks of something in the octagon and he just does it. He's crazy. He just throws wild shit and it lands sometimes and he hits hard. You know, you look at him and you don't think he hits hard or knocks people out, but he knocks people out. So yeah, I wish I would see more of that. But there's been some crazy ass knockouts in UFC recently, you know. It sucks that this card is like, it's stacked for the MMA fan, but for the, you know, average fan, no one knows any of these people. The fuck? No one knows any of these. Or they're not interested enough, you know. They're not Conor McGregor, you know. UFC needs Conor McGregor. I want to say they need him, but their numbers have been going down, you know. And it sucks because the UFC is one of the, MMA is one of the best sports, you know, to watch. It's exciting, you know, because you don't know where it'll go. And it starts standing up, but it could lead to the ground, knockout with your fists, kicks, knees, elbows. I mean, and it's the, you know, it's the purest, you know, form of fighting, you know, in a sport. It's amazing. First off, I just want to say, I went for a run today. It's too fucking hot. It's too fucking hot. If you like summertime, like, that's fucked. There's no way you like summertime. You can't do anything. You go outside and you're like, oh, you're gonna die. It's 100 degree weather? No. Fuck off. That's fucked. There's so many things wrong with summertime. Like, I hate being this person. Like, fall's the fucking best, but fall to winter is the best. Because it just is. You can still do shit. You know? And if it's colder, you can just put on more clothes. Summer, you can't take off all your clothes, you know? Dude, summertime is fuck. There's too many goddamn bugs. It's just too fucking... I hate sweating for no reason. Sweating for no reason... Dog. That's the fucking worst. Sweating for no goddamn reason. I want to be doing something while I'm sweating. You know? I want to sweat as I'm doing something. Not just sitting there fucking in a car. You know? Not even in the car, but like just laying... Sitting down somewhere. Outside. Sitting on the beach. Sweating. You know? Sweating for no reason. It's fucked. But, yeah. Summertime fucking sucks. There's no way you can like summertime. Too many things wrong with it. Now, if the weather wasn't 100 degrees, if it was 75 degrees, I would love it. 70 to 75 degrees, you know, weather all the time. I fucking love that. But this, you know, 100 degree ass, 90 degree ass. Excuse me. Sorry. No, summertime sucks. Especially when it's humid and muggy. Because you go outside and you're sweating. You're like, oh, I want to go back inside. You see, you know. You go outside, go inside. There's no way you can like summertime. There's no way. No way. No. I refuse. Anyone who says they like summertime or summertime is their favorite, fuck off. No. Mm-mm. Anyways. Also, if you drink... I've had this thought, you know, in my head. If you drink iced coffee, that's fucked too. That's not coffee. I love coffee. I drink coffee all the time. In the morning. Afternoon. Evening. I'll drink a cup before I go to bed. I just love coffee. Now, if you drink iced coffee, that is not coffee. No way. There's no way. It's a watered coffee. Because especially in this weather, if you drink iced coffee in the winter, fuck off. That's fucked. Now, if you drink iced coffee in the summer, it's melting. It's already melted. So it's just watered down coffee. So that's not coffee. Coffee is just hot coffee. Hot coffee is the best coffee. If you're not if you're drinking iced coffee, you're not drinking coffee. You're just not. There's no way. Anyways. You know, but yeah, everyone should do jiu-jitsu, man. Everyone. It's so good. So good. Like, I'm training tonight, and I cannot wait to go. Jiu-jitsu is the best. You know, that's another thing I think about, you know, why the UFC isn't as popular, you know, as it could be, is because... You know, when the average person sees a fighter or fights go on the ground, they immediately turn it off. They're like, what is that? You know, I don't think they're, you know, I just think they don't know a lot about it. You know, I think another thing I think is that, I think they think it's corny or something. That's what I believe. I think when the average, you know, person sees a fight go to the ground, especially if you're just watching MMA, if you're watching UFC or any other promotion, they see it go to the ground and you're like, fuck, they're hugging each other. You know, I think that's why, you know, because boxing is still I wouldn't say it's the number one combat sport right now, but it's been around for so long that people are just used to it. And the UFC, or MMA in general, is just... It's new. I mean, it's not new, but it's new to, you know, us. In the sense that, you know, everything... Not everything goes, but it's the purest form of fighting, you know, as a sport. And, yeah, but people are just you know, used to or accustomed to boxing. They see it and they're like, oh, just punching, that's it. I mean, there's obviously more, but it's just using your fists, you can't use anything else. But once someone sees, you know, takedowns, that's I think another reason why wrestling isn't as popular either, or it's, you know, I think it's decreasing. Maybe I'm wrong, but you know. But I think it's because they think it's not gay, but they're just not used to it, I think. And I think that's the problem with MMA. I think jiu-jitsu, you know, because not a lot of people know about it, that they see it go to the ground, they're like, the fuck is this shit? But if people watched it, you know, or did it, they would understand that it's not just hugging. And, you know, it's, you know, most fights go to the ground anyways. Yeah. But, yeah. So, also, if you know me, I love superheroes, comics, anything. Comic books and superheroes, I love them. Love it. I just want to say, Spider-Man 2 just started filming. Spider-Man Far From Home. What a great fucking title. I know it has nothing to do with the things that happened in Infinity War, but it's still, you know, the name is, it's so good. Because if you haven't seen Infinity War, which, what's wrong with you? Because you should have. You should have. Spider-Man is with Iron Man and Doctor Strange, and they're on another planet. So, Far From Home, he's on another planet. I know that the title has nothing to do with the events that happened in Infinity War. But can I just say, Josh Brolin, dude, he's the best. Thanos, the best villain. The best villain. Also, Thanos is the best villain. Thanos is the best villain. Josh Brolin as Thanos. Thanos, best villain in the MCU. Period. And Marvel has, you know, struggled with their villains, I feel. I think DC villains are way better in the movies. Some of them, the recent ones have been shit. But anyways, Josh Brolin, Thanos, Cable, Deadpool 2, amazing. If you haven't seen Deadpool 2, what's wrong with you? If you haven't seen Deadpool 1, I've talked to people and they say they haven't seen Deadpool 1, the first Deadpool. Like, what the fuck? The fuck is wrong with you? There's no way. Anyways, then he comes out, Sicario. Second one. First off, I didn't even like the first one. Overhyped. Anyways, Josh Brolin's the fucking man. I watched The Goonies the other day. What a great fucking movie. What a great fucking movie. But Infinity War, my favorite movie, hands down. Hands down. It's the best movie ever. It is. There's so many things good with that movie. I mean, every scene, I was just blown away. It was amazing. I don't even know where I was going with this. Oh. But, you know, Marvel's the shit. I hate Marvel Comics. They fucking suck. They all suck.
Jesus.
And I love Spider-Man, but I can never find a good Spider-Man comic. Like, I've read a lot, but they're not good. They're not good. But, DC is the shit, though. DC... DC is the shit. They fucking... But the DC movies have been having problems, which sucks, because DC is the best. Man of Steel, that's another fantastic movie. But, you know, this whole Flash movie, fucking Batman, Ben Affleck not... Maybe, or... Maybe will be the Batman still, or might not. Like, come, just figure it out. Let's fucking make up your fucking mind, dude. We all want you to be Batman. But if you don't, just fucking say it so we can fucking move on. Anyways, Henry Cavill, the sexiest man alive. The sexiest man alive. No. No one comes close. Listen, I'm not gay either. I have no problem with gay people. But Henry Cavill is sexy as fuck, dude. Okay. Well... Yeah, that Justice League movie. Oh my goodness. It was such a letdown. It could have been so much better. Anyways. If you think Killmonger is the greatest villain, first off, fuck off. First off, bye. Don't talk to me. Because Thanos and the Vulture. Vulture is second for me. I watched Spider-Man Homecoming the other day. I've watched that movie at least 10 times. At least 10 times. I swear, every time I see it, it gets better and better. It's such a fucking good movie. Marvel's been fucking killing it, dude. But DC, step your game up. Because you have the best heroes. The best comics. Just fucking, hey. Warner Bros. Bye. Bye. Don't. Warner Brothers fucks shit up, dude. Not in a good way. They just fuck everything up. Justice League could have been the movie, dude. Could have been the fucking movie. But they had to fuck it up. Making Henry Cavill fucking... Now, look. Henry Cavill should have kept the mustache. I don't care, because have you seen him with it, dude? Have you seen Henry Cavill with his mustache or his little beard? Whew. Golly. Okay. But, yeah, dude. And Ant-Man is probably one of the most underrated Marvel movies ever. Ant-Man is so good. Such a good movie, you know. And the new one comes out this week. I need to fucking see it. But it got a higher score on Rotten Tomatoes than fucking, excuse me, Infinity War. Now, how the fuck is that possible? Infinity War is the best Marvel movie ever. It got like an 88%. The fuck? 99.5%. That's it. Or 99%. Or even just a fucking 100. There was nothing wrong with that movie. It was amazing. 10 out of 10. 11 out of 10. But. And also, Paul Rudd as Ant-Man. Scott Lang. Get a better person. You know what? There's just some people that are born to play the role. Let's see. Robert Downey Jr. as Iron Man. I think Tom Holland is Spider-Man. Henry Cavill is Superman. He is chiseled, dude. Chiseled. I think Jason Momoa, the perfect Aquaman. You can't get anyone better. Who else is, like, born to play their role? You could say Ben Affleck. as Batman, because him and Ben in Batman vs Superman, he was so good at Batman, so good as Batman. But Chris Evans, Captain America, Chris Hemsworth as Thor. I mean, come on, dude. Thor in the new movies, oh, you know, they've got Thor right, you know. Does Ragnarok and Up, that's Thor right there. The Thor, like, Age of Ultron sucked cock, dude. That shit sucked. Avengers 1, I didn't really like Avengers 1, to be honest. And just the two Thor movies in front of that, you know, it wasn't Thor. They weren't writing him, you know. The writers weren't doing him justice at all. He's born to play Thor. You know, you could say Chadwick Boseman as Black Panther. Chadwick Boseman as Black Panther. There's a couple more. But when you get a person that's born to play the role, it's just makes the character 10 times better. Also, Tom Holland, everything on my Instagram, you know, explore page is Tom Holland fans. I swear. It's just Tom Holland. And they're all like girls from like fucking Portugal or fucking Brazil. No problem with them. But like, they all speak broken English. They are obsessed with Tom Holland. Hey, relax, you know? Relax, you know? There's so many Tom Holland fans on my Explore page. I follow Tom Holland, but like, what the fuck? That's fucked. But yeah. I hate people when they say I'm not big into superheroes or those type of movies. Just fucking, how can you not? They're so exciting, dude. So exciting. I didn't see The Incredibles as well. I didn't see the new one. I was on YouTube the other day. YouTube is fucked sometimes. But I was like, you click on a video and it will just take you. You just keep clicking shit and it's fucked. Like, I know that I'm doing it. Like, I don't know why I was watching this, but I was watching fucking, like, the real Disney, like, characters, the real people who sing in the movies, the real singers. Like, why the fuck was I watching that? You know what? You know what fucking gets me, dude? Fucking America's Got Talent, when someone, like, a singer, and they sing well, oh, it sends chills down my fucking spine. And that's the only time that I'll cry. I don't cry, but like, I can feel it. You watch like a kid with like, that's fucked. Not that extreme, but like, not, I'm gonna say a kid with Down syndrome fucking singing his fucking heart out, but obviously not that fucking extreme. Not that extreme. But I swear, YouTube just fucks your whole day up. Like, you'll be on it there for like 4 hours. You're like, what the fuck? Like, how? And then, so I was watching the, you know, listening and watching the singers, the real singers, and I'm like, damn, Disney has their shit right, dude. Has their shit right. The songs are so good. For Lion King, I know this is kind of it's like everyone's favorite, but Lion King is the best Disney animated movie. hands down. You know. How good are animated movies, though? Like, I watched How to Train Your Dragon the other day, and it was so fucking good. It was so good. It's got, like, a 98% on Rotten Tomatoes. Rotten Tomatoes is fucked. They're fucked. I swear. They give good movies bad scores sometimes. And it's like, there's no way that should be a fucking 20%, because that's a good fucking movie. Anyways, but Disney's, any animated, like, Disney animated movies, Pixar animated, they have their shit fucking right. They're such good, like, there's, the movies are so fucking good. Alright. I have nothing else to talk about. My mind is blank. I've never talked for this long. Ever. It was fucked. But decided I just try this out. See what it's like. I actually like it. You know. I think about shit all the time, like, in my head. You know? And I'm never bored. Like, sometimes I sit at home all day. I'm never bored. Never. You know, I'm not the type of person to just get bored and be like, you know, be miserable and then wanting to, like, go out and fucking go to a fucking gangbang or some shit, dog. Some people, they get so... I hate those type of people. They get, you know, they have to do, you know, they have to do, like, everything, you know, that's new, you know. They want... I can't stand that shit. You know, and then they want people to know what they're doing, you know? They want people to know that they're there. Like, fucking relax, dude. No one gives a fuck that you're there. Like, we get it. We get it, you know? You know, that's why I'm never bored, because I just think about shit in my head, and I just fucking rant in my head. But I'd figure I'd just say it out loud. That's why I'm doing this. It's fun. Never bored. Just fun. But if you're bored, you know, just think about shit, dog. Don't be the person to, you know, go out and fucking do something that, you know, like, don't do something that, you know, that you don't enjoy and you just, I don't even know where I'm going with this. Don't do something you don't enjoy, just, you know, enjoy what you do. Don't just do it because other people are doing it. That's my thing. Other people are doing it, fuck. If other people are doing shit, I walk away. I don't want to be, no, I don't want to be near that. Mm-mm. That's why I don't, you know, drink or anything, you know. I hate doing what other people are doing. I try to not do it because, one, they're just doing it because other people are doing it. Like, be your own person, you know. Don't just do something because it's something to do. And you want other people fucking to know that you're doing that. Like, shut the fuck up. Anyways. Alright. I'm fucking done. Wow. Alright. See y'all.